A recent article in the New York Times caught my attention. It was a discussion of how some people coming off successful careers were using their skills to move into the next chapter of their lives. My guest Jerry Sedlar was quoted in the article, and we've reached out to her to give us some insight into these issues. She is also the co-author with her husband Rick Miners of the book Don't Retire, Rewire, and has been thinking about this and writing about this for over 15 years. Hey, Jerry, welcome to the show.
Hey, good to be here.
So let's get this framed from the very beginning. You have written, retiring is a going from and rewiring is a going to.
So let me explain what we mean by that. I think that a lot of people in the past used to think that retirement was the end. And we just want to get the point across to people, it's the end of maybe a traditional work, maybe your practice, your business, but you're still going to have energy running through your veins. So you need to put that into new or different activities. So that's the idea that you retire from, let's call it your organization, your business, but you rewire to. And that's where we really help people show how to fill in the blanks on that one. It could be new work, it could be volunteering, it could be fun and activities, more with family. But it's really the idea about rerouting that energy into new things, that it's not an end, but it's really a beginning.
Well, everybody is going to have their own path, and it is going to be a period marked by some type of dislocation as you try to transition from one life to another. What are some tools that people can use in order to make this transition as effective as possible?
Well, first, Steve, I want to capitalize and leverage what you just said. It is a change. You're going to feel disconnected. You're going to feel disengaged. And the more that you understand that up front and just go, oh, this is normal, that I think is a very healthy way of looking at this future to begin with. So that's the first thing. I think the second thing is we really advocate that people start thinking about this before they find themselves just thrust into this thing, whether you call it your retirement, your next act. But one of the realities is that through all of our work, we've realized that this is the life stage you really need to know yourself. You need to have self-awareness, and you need to know what we call what makes you tick or what really drives you. Because as much as you said, kind of, you know, it's a journey, it's a path, the truth is it's going to be your journey and your path. There's not as much of a framework as the first part of our lives. There was more of a, like what I'm going to call the trigger points. This one is kind of an open territory. And for some, boy, that is so exciting. And for others, it is so frightening.
When anybody starts out in a career, and you know, many of us will remember this, there's a lot of failure associated with it. You're learning the ropes, and you're young, so you don't really think about failure too much. You just kind of forge ahead, and then you find yourself. Isn't there this idea that, you know, you're going into this new territory, but you have to be willing to risk failure in the beginning?
Yes, and that is one of the biggest things that people, audiences, have said to us. Well, I don't want to make a mistake. We've been taught throughout life, you know, we shouldn't make mistakes and have failures. And first, you got to get over that. Because when people all say, tell me about what you failed at, what didn't work out. And if people say, well, really nothing. And I'll say, then you haven't tried enough. Because this is, quote unquote, supposed to be that life stage where you can begin to experiment, that you can try some things. And the words that we say is, we want you to be curious and then have the courage to begin to execute on some of those new interests or ideas. It's a funny line. I love to say it. This is life. Let the kite out. Just have the guts to explore within reason, Steve. But this is the stage where I want people to say, wait a minute, if I could do anything, what might it be? But not everybody has an answer to that initially. So we always say, too, you've got to try to put some ideas out there in your own head before you try to explore them in life.
Jerry Sedlar is my guest. She's the co-author with her husband, Rick Miners, of the book Don't Retire, Rewire. And to find out more about Jerry and to hear this conversation again, don't forget to join the conversation at stevepomerantz.com. One of the key points to your book is, you know, you ask yourself, what really drives you? Why do you really work? And I think discovering that is part of this process. What does that mean?
I'd say it's almost the most important thing, because people normally would say, well, what do you want to do? And it would just be about the activity or the idea. Mm-hmm. But we went and we did this major piece of research to ask people across the country, ages at that time, like 37 to 78, why do you or did you work beyond a paycheck, beyond the money? And unsolicited, we got back 85 reasons. Now, some of them, you know, duplicated themselves a little bit, but some people said, you know, to belong. Others said, I want to be creative. And some said, hey, problem solving. Then some people honestly said, I like the power. I like being a leader.
Yeah, you like the idea of having your own way.
Right. I like the recognition. I like to be valued. And that's where the power is, Steve. If people can take the time, as we do in the book, to go through these and to really get down to your top drivers, and we help people through this because, you know, many people, they get to a certain stage of life, you know, 55, 60, 60, even much younger, they don't really know what turns them on. And the reason it's so important to understand your drivers and identify them is it's a way to know yourself. So when you're looking for those new activities, when you are rewiring too, you're going to have a better idea. Even when it comes to something like volunteering, do you want to be hands-on working in the soup kitchen because you're that kind of a person and that's what drives you? Or would you really rather be on the board of an organization that supports the food kitchen?
Mm-hmm.
Really important to know that, because that's where people make the mistakes, that they don't know.
Yeah.
Wow, that was really important to me.
I think a lot of people, when they're working, think about retirement and what they would be doing. And we have this very simplistic view. I'm going to play golf all the time. I'm going to sit on the beach. I'm not going to have to worry about this client or that whatever. Yet, when it really comes down to it, it's almost like you can be in panic mode, and it's time to start thinking about what is it in this limited time left. Now, limited time, I only mean to say is that we are all mortal. What are my dreams? What further things do I want to accomplish? Or what do I want to satisfy myself with or the people that I love in order to live a full, rich life? How do we get there?
Okay, so those are actually what you've touched on, are exercises. You know, we always hear, well, one day I'll. Well, this is the time to get the notepad, to do whatever, and to begin to write down what were some of those dreams. One day I'll, or if I only had, you know, 5 years, you know, what would it be? Or what's on your bucket list? So a lot of these things are out there, and those are very important. But one of the things we challenge people to is to take a look back. What were some of the things that you accomplished that, I want more of those? That felt really good. So we say, what were you doing at the time? Who were you with? Because your audience, your group is really, you know, important too, because this really is a beginning of a process. What we warn people against is don't necessarily eavesdrop off of your best friend's life, because even though you may be close friends, you may have very different interests, different needs, different financial resources. So there is a part of this journey that we want you to begin on your own. And if you're a couple, begin on your own as individuals and then come together, because you want to make sure that you're on the same page. And that's where we've seen a fair amount of problems, that through the years, couples haven't always communicated. So now they get to this life stage and it's like, wow, they're at two different places. You know, you can get on the same page, but you really have to have the guts, I'm going to say again, and the courage to put your ideas out there and to say, if I only have X number of what I'm going to call good years left, where do I want to go? What do I still want to see? What will I be bummed about if I don't accomplish?
Now, Jerry, you have a blog, and I was reading through it, and there was a small piece about someone who was, there's a picture of someone fly fishing.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're not really talking about necessarily, you know, you must accomplish great things in the rest of the time you have left. We can be talking about the simplest of passions. Give us some idea of what some typical passions people have.
But I'm going to pick up on something because we're working on this blog, and that is there are things called what I call big P's and little P's, and they apply to the word purpose as well as to the word passion. We hear people say, I need a new purpose, but that purpose can be learning to fly fish.
Mm-hmm.
For somebody else, that purpose may be, I'm going to save the world. That's what we mean about this is a very intimate and a very unique life stage. The fly fishing, it's an interesting one. I will say that this is a situation where, you know, somebody really didn't know, do we really want to do something like this? Let's try it. And on these situations, we say, please take a lesson or two. Because if you really just try to learn something on your own, sometimes you don't grasp it that quickly. And even, you know, that 50-plus brain does need maybe a little bit of a different way to get engaged. Mm-hmm. But not everybody has a passion. So we go, take a small idea. Take a little interest. And all of a sudden, if you put some time, effort, energy, and money behind it, that very small interest can flourish into a much bigger idea. But where we see the problem is that people will go and they're looking for the immediate passion idea right in front of them. And I don't really think that that happens for that great a percentage of people. I think you have to do some looking around a little bit. But, you know, somebody just said they're leaving their job and, you know, they know where they are from a financial standpoint. But they really said, we really want to just have the time to explore, do different things, and continuous learning is their hot button. So they want to get involved with what's Rhodes Scholars, which is an organization. They want to all of a sudden maybe go over to Europe and learn things. And they said, or we're going to just, you know, do different things online as a beginning point.
We are unfortunately out of time, but I think the basic idea is go back to what it was like when you started your professional life. Remember all the times you skipped from job to job. You tried certain things until you found something that you could sink your teeth into. Don't be worried about failure. Failure is part of it, but just get started. The book is Don't Retire, Rewire. My guest is Jerry Sedlar. She is a co-author. And Jerry, how do people get to you on the internet to follow
you? I think the easiest, I'll just give my, you know, email here. It is jsedlar@don'tretirerewire.com. No punctuation. Mm-hmm. And I love to hear from audiences and readers. And, you know, I'd love to hear from your group.
Thank you so much for your time, Jerry.
Thank you, Steve.
I want to take a moment to remind you that any questions about any topic or idea that we've discussed here on this show, you know, go to stevepomerantz.com and ask us a question. We love to hear from you. That's stevepomerantz.com.